Good morning. This is a Phase 1 commutation hearing for Mr. Mickey Rosenquist, ADC number 118919. This is a hearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. With us today is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. White. Off to the far left of the bench is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. To my right is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. My name is Louis Quinones, and I'll be serving as the panel chairman for this Phase 1 hearing. I will begin by reading a summary, and at a certain point I will ask his supporters if they have anything that they would like to share with the board. The following is a summary of the application in question. Mr. Rosenquist is 43 years old and currently serving a 20-year prison sentence for possession of dangerous drugs, a Class 2 felony. He has already reached his earned release credit date for possession of equipment or chemicals for the manufacture of dangerous drugs, a Class 3 felony. His additional sentence for possession of marijuana, Class 6 felony, has already expired. He was found guilty by jury trial and sentenced on March 16, 2007. He's asking for an 8-year reduction from his current prison sentence. According to the Arizona Department of Corrections time computation, he has an earned release credit date of December 11th, 2021. If this reduction is granted, Mr. Rosenquist's earned release credit date would be February 2nd, 2015, which has already come to pass. The purpose of Mr. Rosenquist's request for commutation is based on his assertion that he felt his prison sentences were excessive, that is, his crimes were nonviolent and heavily related to drug addiction. He believes that he has been a model inmate, pursuing a drug-free lifestyle for 12 years, attending higher education, and planning to work as a rehabilitation counselor after finishing his prison sentence. He is remorseful for his crimes and wishes to return to the community to serve his family and be a productive citizen. He's had considerable programming in ADC and has received almost no disciplinary infractions. I believe he only had one minor. He also has letters of support from his family and friends. At this point of the hearing, I will ask his supporters if they would like to approach the podium and offer anything to the board. And I will say, as you're coming up here, in the future, we will not have this mechanism. The summary will be read, and the board will go into deliberation. But at this point, we're still under an old policy where supporters are allowed to give testimony before the board. So would you like to approach the podium, or do you wish to remain silent? And if you will state your name.
My name is Maureen Fowler.
And what would you like to share with the board, ma'am?
I do feel like his sentencing was excessive for what he got caught with. He's got two. I'm his ex. Those are my kids. I'm very nervous. Sorry.
That's understandable.
I know. He's missed out on so much. My oldest son was 3 years old when he went in, and he's missed out on so much. He has been clean and sober in prison. I just think it was a lifestyle that he got caught up in, and 21 years is a long sentence for it. He hasn't gotten in trouble in there. I just think we both made mistakes back 13 years ago. I just feel like he needs to be out for his kids. He's got a 17-year-old and he's got a 14-year-old son that definitely need him. And He's been involved in their lives as much as he could. My kids have seen him in prison this whole time, so I don't know what else I can say to help, but it is very, he got a lot of time for possession, I feel, so. And I don't know if my son wants to say anything, but.
I will ask, well, hold on. Well, I'll ask my fellow board members if they have any questions.
Yes, sir, may I just ask, without getting into, Honorable Mr. Kiwanis, without getting into any personal things that you may or may not want to comment on, at the time that he went to court, were you there with him at that time, ma'am?
When he got in trouble?
Yes, ma'am.
No, I was back at home.
Okay, so you did not attend the trial or nothing of that nature?
Oh, no, yes, I did attend the trial.
Okay, to you, and I know you've already commented on this, but why do you feel that the sentence might have been excessive or too long? Why do you feel that way since you were there?
21 years.
Yes, ma'am.
Is a long time for possession. I feel that he needed some sort of rehabilitation, maybe. But I feel like he has learned his lesson. I know that he wants to help and do the whole drug counseling and just help from like his experiences, I think. But he's seen people leave that have killed somebody or like been in an accident. And I just feel like when it's a possession charge, it's a little bit excessive for 21 years.
Ma'am, may I just ask one other question? And that is, since you were there in the court when this came down, now that you can reflect on it after these many years, was there anything that the court did not take under consideration in terms of making that decision of giving him 21 years? Is there something that you felt that should have been stated or that was put on the record that was not put on the record? Anything that you can recall, ma'am? I know that's been a long time.
It's a long time. I can remember. That was a long time ago.
Yes, ma'am. You don't have to answer. I'm just curious. Yes, ma'am. But thank you so much. Thank you so very much, sir.
Thank you. Any other questions from fellow board members? Thank you for your time, ma'am. Good morning, young man. Can you state your name?
Mickey Rosenquist, Jr.
And what would you like to share with the board?
A little testimony. When this all started, I was 3 years old. My dad's told me I'm to be the biggest influence in my life. He's always got me on a straight path to success. He's the only reason I'm still in school to this day. I want to make him proud. We have a great relationship with each other. He tries to call me at least 2 times a week to see how I'm doing, if I'm staying out of trouble. I'm really proud of my dad because he hasn't gotten in any trouble while he was in there. He's stayed clean since the day he's one in. He has managed to go to college and get all his degrees and certifications he has to go through today. I think he has learned his lesson and he's ready to be the father he has always wanted to be to my brother and I, Mickey Rosenquist.
Thank you. Any questions from fellow board members? Thank you for your time, sir. Are there any other supporters here for Mr. Mickey Rosenquist? Okay, I will continue with the hearing, and I will begin by saying it's certainly not my intention to be cold in front of the family. In the case of phase one commutation hearings, the main issue, it's not the only issue, but the primary issue is whether or not a sentence is excessive. And I have to say, regarding the question of whether Mr. Rosenquist's sentence was excessive. The said charge carried a minimum sentence of 10 years, a presumptive sentence of 15 years, and a maximum sentence of 20 years. But his aggravated sentence was based on the possession of methamphetamine, specifically with 5 prior felony convictions. There's also charges which have already expired related to the manufacture of methamphetamine. So without grandstanding or lecture, I have to say that as one voting board member, we see a lot of methamphetamine addiction and drug trafficking before this board. It's a scourge. It's a dangerous chemical. When people ask me for an opinion about what I consider the most dangerous drug out in the street, I have a tendency to say methamphetamine just because I recognize the quality issues associated with the drugs, the effect that it has on people. And of course, the manufacturing of itself is a dangerous process. And that doesn't include the crimes associated with drug trafficking or drug addiction, and that is what we see as a tremendous amount of surrounding crimes associated with drugs above and beyond the addiction, what people do to feed that habit, and of course the whole business of the violent culture of drug trafficking. So again, I will say he was given the maximum, but it was based on the possession of methamphetamine, the association with the manufacturing of methamphetamine, and having 5 prior felony convictions. Mr. Rosenquist has been an exemplary inmate, but considering his past criminal history, which according to Ames includes other dangerous drug violations, child abuse, I personally do not find this prison sentence excessive, but I am certainly, as I often say, open to the dialogue and the collective wisdom of my colleagues. Yes, Ms. Rickles.
Sir, thank you. Mr. Quinones, the other thing I would just point out, and I agree with you, it appears he's been a model inmate. I appreciate the programming that he's approached, and his disciplinary record is very, very good. It's almost remarkable, really hard to be in prison and not get disciplined. So he's obviously very cooperative. What troubles me is just the fact that so many of the crimes in the past and the current sentence was the full possession of drugs for sale. It's been a lifetime of manufacturing and sales of drugs. And seeing the consequences, as you just pointed out, Mr. Quinones, we see so many people who are addicted to meth. And it's people like, people doing like what Mr. Rosenquist was doing that just feeds that continually. So I, just based on this lengthy history of drug manufacturing and sales, I also don't see that the sentence is excessive.
Thank you, Ms. Rittenhouse. Any other?
Yeah, I agree.
Comments? Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
I will say again, before I put this to motion, that I recognize that he has done a considerable amount of time in the correction system, but he does have an early release credit date of December 11th, 2021, and that's a reminder that there is a firm, eventual firm end date to his prison sentence, barring that he doesn't have any problems inside the correction system. This is not a life sentence. This is not natural life. This is a sentence that has an end date, which will quickly be leaning into his last 3 years. Therefore, I'm going to make a motion, and that is I move to not pass Mr. Mickey Rosenquist, ADC number 118919, to phase 2, and that is my motion.
I'll second.
Agree.
Mr. Moon?
I said agree.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I couldn't hear from you. And that concludes our hearing. Thank you for attending this hearing today.